Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. This is what you've been waiting for. The Bill Lee Report is on the air for WRR. Here is, ladies and gentlemen, Red Sox pitching legend himself, Bill the Spaceman Lee. Now, the interesting thing is, interesting things always seem to happen to Bill Lee. For example, over the weekend, they're doing a big induction ceremony in Montreal because Pedro Martinez is being inducted into their Hall of Fame up there. But for some reason or another, Pedro's not there. So who accepts the award on behalf of Pedro? Ladies and gentlemen, may I present Bill Lee. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So how did this happen, Bill?
Good morning, yeah. Oh, God. It's in a little town of St. Mary's, Ontario. It's 538 miles from my house.
Yeah.
And I drove there because they told me Pedro was going in and would I be present. And, you know, they introduced me as the only guy in the audience that has hit a home run in Trail BC other than Jason Bay, who's in the Canadian Hall of Fame.
Yes, okay.
Jason Bay, who played for us. So Pedro doesn't show up. So they get up there and they announce the staff that he's had a medical problem.
Yes.
And I get up and I said, yeah, he's had a medical problem. He's got a stiff neck from Julio Lugo's home run at Fenway last weekend.
Okay.
So they bring the house down. I keep going on and tell them that they need more Canadian content in their Hall of Fame. They elected Lloyd Mosby of Toronto. So I'm there with Gillick, Beeson, all the Toronto high ends, and I am, you know, and it's almost like a Shakespearean play because all the rich people had their heads in their laps, and all the common clay were up giving me standing ovation. It was like, and then Kelly Gruber doesn't show up. He gets pulled because of a radio show supposedly in Toronto the night before, and he gets escorted out of the country with three Pinkerton agents. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was
interesting weekend for you, Bill.
Debacle that was they wanted me to save it. I don't think I saved it too well.
Okay. Okay, so there are a couple of things we want to talk to you about this morning because the Red Sox just keep rolling. They're just looking really good. And we had another win. We salvaged a split out in Seattle, you know, which is good. Seattle's hottest team in baseball right
now. They're a good team.
Okay. So what we're warning about is an incident that happened last week. Chris Sale is being taken he's being lifted in a ball game. And while he's leaving the mound, apparently he figures, okay, I'm out of the ball game now. I can tell the umpire what I think of him. So as he's being taken out, the umpire kicks him out. Can you actually get kicked out of a ball game while you're being taken out of a ball game?
Well, sure, you sure can now.
Yeah, well, okay, good point. Yep.
You know what I mean? The thing is, you've got to learn tactfully how to debate with an umpire. They're very hard to debate with because they got all this padding and stuff like that, and they usually have a cane with a little red tip on it and a dog. So, other than that, you can go at it and stuff. You just can't insult their mother. You can't use profanity, but you have to use intelligence, and I think guys born in Florida just don't have that. But it's good that they went to Seattle because there's no better place to cool off in America than Seattle. So that was really
hey, Bill, if you yell and scream at an umpire and, you know, maybe drop a few bad words, the next day when you see him at the next game and you walk by him, do you apologize to him?
Yeah. Yeah, you just say it was the heat of the moment. You get into that. Look at Pinella. You want to do something, all you fans out there, is Google Pinella. There's a 5-minute clip of him, and it's unbelievable his tirades and how he went after umpires and the things he did, his antics. You know, Earl Weaver, everything that he did. And I'm telling you, it is so much better than instant replay. That's what I want. I don't want instant replay. I want umpires thrown out of the... I mean, managers, pitchers... It makes for just good video.
Do you kind of miss that in the game, Bill? I mean, it's kind of the kinder, gentler MLB now. They don't really get into that anymore.
Tell me about it. I'm pitching yesterday. I drove 535 miles. I come back at noon. I'm playing in Montpelier on my field were visitors. And they've got netting all around that minor league field now. It's like every field's hermetically sealed. And I just don't like Fenway Park. It looks like, you know, all the fans are in jail or the players are in jail. It looks almost like there was a movie called, oh, God, I don't know what it was called, Rollerball. You know, it's Rollerball.
Oh, yeah, I remember Rollerball, yeah.
It's terrible. This is what America is turning into. That is a futuristic movie. And everybody ought to go rent it. And that's the history. That's the future of sport in America. And that's an ugly thing. Think of all the cage fighting and everything else. It's got all these Mad Max movies and everything else. That's our future, and that's a bad future.
Happy Monday with Bill Lee.
There is your Bill Lee report this morning. The future of sports in America is unbelievable. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Bill. Hey.
And not bad for hungover, huh?
Yeah. Hopefully, okay. We're all still around to talk to you next week.
Okay.
Hopefully, I'll make it.
See you. Have a good one.